Chapter 7. Could I read some of the letters you wrote to your children? Volney, Iowa, December 24th, 1856. My dear children, here we are, 12 miles from Waukon. We have had a tedious time in getting thus far. Yesterday, our horses for miles had to plow through snow very deep, but on we came, feeling confident that our mission was of God. Last Monday, we could get no food that was fit to eat, and therefore rode in the coldest weather I ever saw, from morning until night, with nothing to eat but one apple. Oh, how thankful I shall be to see home, sweet home again, and my three dear boys, Henry, Edson, and Willie. Children, strive to do right, and love the Lord for his merciful kindness to you all. Obey those who have the care of you as you would your parents. Be kind to each other and yield to each other's wishes. Read the precious Word of God. You should be thankful for your comfortable home. We often suffer with cold on account of unfinished and open houses. Last night we slept in a chamber where there was an opening through the top for the stovepipe. If it had stormed, it would have come direct in our faces. Pray for us. Unless the Lord opens the way for us to return, we may be blocked in with snow and have to remain all winter. I hope, dear Henry, that you are a good boy and are happy in doing right. We received your letter and were much pleased to hear from you. Be faithful, children, in all things. The Lord will soon come and take the good and holy to himself. We want you to live among the pure and holy angels in heaven, and wear a crown of gold, and eat of the tree of life. Trust in the Lord at all times. Listen to the voice of conscience. Love God, and you will have his approving smile. What a thought, to have the great God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, to smile upon and love you. Dear children, seek for this. Pray for it. Live for it. Your affectionate mother. Topsom, Maine, September 20th, 1859. My dear children, we received your letters today. We are now in our old home at Brother Howland's. I am writing in the room where we first commenced housekeeping. In this room, we prayed for you, Henry. And when the hand of death seemed to be upon you, the Lord in mercy raised you up in answer to fervent prayer. In this room we have suffered poverty and trial, yet Brother Howland's family were ever true friends to us in time of need. In this room we have realized the signal power of God and enjoyed the rich blessing of his salvation. This room is endeared to me by past recollections. It is called my room. I feel very anxious for the salvation of my children, especially you, Henry, my eldest son, whose life God has so graciously spared. Dedicate yourself to God in your youth. Love him and serve him. Render to God a life of cheerful, willing obedience. Tell the Lord your desires and heartily repent of your sins. Seek his forgiveness with all your heart. He will bless you. He will love you with more than a father or mother's love. We want you to be happy and saved with the redeemed. Your affectionate mother. Topsom, Maine, September 20th, 1859. My dear little Willie, I will write you a few lines, as I have written to Henry and Edson. As we were riding in the cars, there were three children in the seat before us, one of them a little boy about your age. He was dressed prettily. He had a pretty face and curly hair, yet he did not behave prettily. He disturbed those who sat near him by his loud, sharp voice, contending with and annoying his sisters, giving them no peace. They threatened to tell their mother, but he did not seem to care for this. He behaved so rudely that we were all glad when he left the cars. I thought then how bad I should feel if my little Willy were so disagreeable. Now Willy, that wicked boy's pretty clothes and handsome face, did not make people love him. His behavior was bad, and made those who had the care of him ashamed of him. All seemed pleased to get rid of the troublesome little fellow. If Willy acts prettily, if he is gentle, kind, and obedient, his father and mother and all good people will love him. Your affectionate mother. Iowa City, Iowa, March 14th, 1860. My dear Willy, we have not forgotten you, my dear boy. When we see other little children around, we long to get our little Willy in our arms again and press his little soft cheek and receive his kiss. In about 5 weeks, we shall be at home again, and then, Willy, we will work in the garden and tend the flowers and plant the seeds. You must be a good, sweet little boy, and love to obey Jenny, Fraser, and Lucinda, Hall. Give up your will, and when you wish to do anything very much, inquire, is it not selfish? You must learn to yield your will and your way. It will be a hard lesson for my little boy to learn, but it will, in the end, be worth more to him than gold. Learn, my dear Willy, to be patient, to wait others' time and convenience. Then you will not get impatient and irritable. The Lord loves those little children who try to do right, and he has promised that they shall be in his kingdom. When you do right and overcome wrong feelings, the Lord smiles upon you. Although he is in heaven and you cannot see him, yet he loves you when you do right and writes it down in his book. And when you do wrong, he puts a black mark against you. Now, dear Willy, try to do right always, and then no black mark will be set down against you. And when Jesus comes, he will call for that good boy, Willy White, and will put upon your head a wreath of gold, and put in your hand a little harp that you can play upon, and it will send forth beautiful music. And you will never be sick, never be tempted then to do wrong, but will be happy always, and will eat of rich fruit, and will pluck beautiful flowers. Try, try, dear boy, to be good. Your affectionate mother. On the cars from Albany, New York, to Springfield, Massachusetts, November 4, 1868. Dear sons Edson and Willie, I will try to write you amid the jostling of the cars. We are on our way to visit your Aunt Sarah, who is very low with consumption. Poor sufferer! We have hastened to her as soon as we could after the close of the Olcott meeting. Dear children, seek to be Christians. Seek to possess the graces of humility. Don't seek for pomp, for show. Lay aside everything of foolishness, for all this is evidence of a shallow character, of a superficial mind. A thorough, substantial character looks above parade in dress, in deportment, in actions. Keep learning, my children. You will never be too old to learn, and never old enough to graduate. Ever keep the position of learners. Be self-reliant, yet teachable. Realize your individual responsibility, yet at the same time encourage a habit of looking after others' happiness, of seeking to do others good. This was the work of our divine Lord. Jesus came not to be ministered unto, but to minister to others. If we would labor to imitate Christ, we could not but be happy. There is much that I might write, but I cannot at this time. We give ourselves to the work of God, and hope you, our children, will help us in the laborious, self-denying work before us. Don't fail to pray, to keep in a praying mood, and you will be fortified against Satan's temptations. Yesterday we put in a box some things for Battle Creek. In the basket in a small box I put 2 shirts. By changing the necks, they will be right for you. In love to you, my dear children. Ellen G. White. Were the boys good letter writers? Topsham, Maine, December 10, 1867. Dear son Willie, we received a letter from you soon after our letter was mailed to you. You were quite liberal this time. Thank you all for your favors. If you knew how we prize a letter or letters from you, you would be prompt in writing. I have no fault to find with you. You have all done well. Fairfield, Maine, November 7, 1867. Dear son Willie, I wish you would write me just how you feel. I received your other letter and was so glad for a letter written by your own hand. Write again. We can read it if it is not so nice. Be faithful, dear boy, in prayer, and I hope that Johnny, George, Sarah, and Marion will give their young hearts to the Lord fully, be adopted into the fold of Christ, and be ever ready to listen to the voice of the true Shepherd. Be faithful in all things. Those are all very interesting. Now, could I read a letter you wrote to other children? Dear children Gilbert and Deborah, Collins, I have just laid down my child a few moments to write you a word. Are you good children? Do you keep the commandments of God and love and obey your parents? If you do, you have the promise of entering the holy city where all is harmony and joy. You must pray to God much that He would accept you and keep you from the pestilence and sickness that is abroad in the land. God loves the young if their hearts are turned unto Him, and He loves to bless them. I am now on my way to visit Henry and present to him his little brother. I hope you will be good children. Love God. Speak the truth at all times. Be obedient to your parents, and then God will be pleased with you, smile upon and bless you. Be good. Be good. In haste and love, E. G. White. Letter. Writing to her grandchildren. Mrs. White had 7 grandchildren. There were Ella, Mabel, and Grace, the twins, Henry and Herbert, then Arthur and Francis. Grandma knew that they too would delight in receiving letters from her, so, whether traveling in Australia, America, on shipboard or by train, she wrote many pages that were mailed to the children of her son Willie. And the grandchildren read and profited by those letters. Of the 3 girls and 4 boys in that group, 3 served as foreign missionaries, 1 in Africa and 2 in China. 1 is a minister, another has spent his life in the publishing work, and still another as a church school teacher. Every one of the 7 has shared in some portion of God's work. Yes, Sister White's children and grandchildren read her letters. Now you may have that same privilege.